朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
非常喜乐啊
！And as I come home, I worship together with all of you. I rejoice.
啊，非常谢谢大家为我们的祷告。
I want to once again thank all of you for your prayers for us.
在外面服侍真的是很累，但是看见神很明显的祝福。
And when we're serving on the road, indeed we are exhausted, we're tired, but we can clearly see God's blessings.
啊，有机会再跟大家多分享啊。
And given the opportunity, I will share with you more detail.
啊，刚才于师母已经讲到了，昨天我们神的家里面办喜事啊。
Just Nancy shared earlier, yesterday we had a wonderful, wonderful, event in the house of God.
我到哪里去，人家都说他比我还 passionate.
Everywhere I go, everybody says he's more passionate than me.
他常常加油添醋的，让整个信息变得更好哈。
You always season the message so that it gets better and better.
这个一个很大的感觉，就觉得有主真好。
And this wonderful feeling to say and to know that it's so good to have the Lord.
你说我们这一生没有主的话，真差太多了。
So that if our lives do not have the Lord, how different it would be.
所以能够在神的面前结为夫妻，建立家庭，共奔前程，实在是蒙福的事。
And before the presence of God, that we become husband and wives and build our family and pursue forward the life ahead of us, it's a wonderful thing.
我想起贝珍珠姊妹，她讲她有一次在机场碰到别人，说想要帮她算命。
Sister Pearl, when she was in the airport, somebody wanted to
fortune telling
of her life. She says, you don't need to tell me anything. I have Jesus. My life is wonderful.
Isn't that it?
It's wonderful to have Jesus.
所有信耶稣的人只会后悔太晚信，从来没有人后悔信太早。
Anyone who believes in Jesus always regret that I did not come to know him earlier.
有主真好。
I never say that I know him too early. It's wonderful to have the Lord.
第二个很深的感觉，能够在神家真好。
And the second thought is that it's wonderful to be in the house of God.
阿爸们。
Amen.
大大小小弟兄姊妹这样同心合力，明明只有他们两个结婚，你看大家都这么高兴。
Young and old, we're all together. Only the two of them are getting married, but we all have a great smile on our faces.
我其实不晓得，应该只有他们两个会累，为什么很多人也很累啊
？I know only maybe the two of them should be tired, but many faces are exhausted today.
昨天国豪弟兄跟我说，他公司的同事很感动。
Our brother Robin shared with me yesterday that his co-workers from work were very touched.
因为他看到我们中间有老先生，头发都白的还在服侍，他是指哪一侧？
He saw elderly brothers with gray hair that would still serve, and he was referring to our brother Tang in the back.
哪一侧只是头发白的，他还可以打篮球的。
His hair may be a little peppered, but he's excellent on the basketball court.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到神家里面，我们感谢神。
Brothers, we come to the house of God. We thank the Lord.
我们享受他的爱，享受他的同在。
We enjoy His love. We enjoy His presence.
我们享受这个家给我们的帮助、扶持和爱。
We enjoy the strength and the help and the love that this family provides.
但是我们更感谢神，神要不断的用真理、用圣灵来改变我们这个人。
And we want to thank the Lord even more that He continues to transform and change our lives with His truth.
让我们这个人在他面前越来越被改变的像他自己。
As we stand before Him, we are more and more transformed to be like Him.
也让我们在地上活得越来越有价值，能够成为别人的祝福。
But as we live in this world, we our sense of worth becomes more and more and become a blessing to those around us.
不管我们的家庭、我们的工作、我们做任何事情，我们都能够把神的荣耀、神的祝福带给别人。
Whether it be our family, families, our workplaces, no matter what we do, we may bring the blessings of God to those around us.
所以我们整天在讲一个题目，叫做让主居首位啊。
So this entire year, we've been focusing on the topic that He would have the first place.
我们不光邀请神，让神介入到我们的生活中。
We do not only welcome God for Him to come into our lives.
而且他在我们整个人生里面，他是居首位的。
But in our entire life, He has the first place.
当我们把神摆对位置的时候
，When we put God at the right place,
你就发现你整个人生就脱离了所有的混乱，所有的盲目，变得非常有秩序。
We discover that we are free from chaos. We're free from a sense of loss. Order comes into our life.
而且我们所有神给我们的恩典，给我们手中的资源，我们都会用得非常有意义。
And all of His grace and all of His resources, if He's lavished over us, would be meaningful, would have purpose.
所以我最近这一年，算是在讲怎么样子在资源的使用上，能够让主居首位。
So I'm focusing particularly in these particular messages recently on how do we let God be the first in the resources of our life.
我们已经讲到了怎样在我们的机会、在时间上能够让主居首位。
We talked about our opportunities and our usage of time that He would have the first place.
啊，今天我要跟大家讲恩赐上。
And today I want to focus on the topic of spiritual gifts.
啊，恩赐这两个字。
Spiritual gifts.
它本身已经告诉我们一个很重要的信息。
The term itself tells us a very key message.
讲到它是一个 gifts.
Speaks of the fact that they are gifts.
它不是我们原来就有的。
It is not something that you possess to begin with.
是我们得到的。
You received it.
不然就不叫恩赐。
Otherwise, it would not be called a gift.
所以今天我们在神家里面讲恩赐的时候
Today, when we talk about spiritual gifts in the house of God,
第一件事情我们需要明白的，它跟我们天然的才干，跟我们后天努力所培养的技能是不一样的。
First of all, I want to clarify that it has nothing to do with your natural talents or the talents you acquire through your ability or through your hard working.
中国话说天生我材必有所用，我们认为说那是天才，那是从上头给的。
There's a Chinese saying that says that my natural talents, I will be able to make it useful, and I get it from somewhere above.
所以我们在教会里面使用人的时候，常常要根据他的才干、他的天分、他的天赋来使用他。
Sometimes we fall in the condition where we use people based on their abilities and their talents.
但是你会发现会出问题的。
But you discover sooner or later problems will come.
圣经上讲到的恩赐。
When Scripture talks about spiritual gifts.
第一件事情，它告诉我们这是神给的。
The very first thing it says it is given by God.
而且是被这位三而一的神所给的。
And it's given by the triune God.
你看我在这里列了三节经文做代表就是。
I listed some scriptures here as representations.
彼得前书第四章第十节，个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍。做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each one has received the gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
这里讲到神把各样的恩赐给我们。
God has given all sorts of blessings, all sorts of gifts to us.
源头是他的，是他给我们的。
He is the source. He's the one who gave it.
第二个。
Secondly,
以弗所书第十章第七节第八节，他说我们个人蒙恩，都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7 through 8 that each one of us has received grace according to the measure of God's gift.
这是基督在这里替我们量好了以后，要给多给少，给怎样的恩赐，然后给我们。
And here it speaks that Christ has measured it accordingly and given it to us accordingly.
第三个是哥林多前书十二章八到十一节，我们细节没空讲啊。
The third point that I listed is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through 11. Don't have the details to read.
这里讲到这个人蒙圣灵赐给他这样子的恩赐，那个人蒙这位圣灵赐给他另外一个恩赐。一路讲下来，讲到最后第十一节，他说这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
The scripture says the Holy Spirit has given one this such a gift and another this such a gift, and at the end it concludes that it is according to the will of the Spirit that is given these gifts to men.
对，第一件事情，请大家搞清楚啊。
So very foremost, everybody must be clear.
我们在这里所讲的恩赐，或是我今天所要讲的恩赐
，the gifts that I'm talking about today, what I'm going to elaborate on today,
跟你天然生下来的才干，跟后天培养出来的技能。Learn skill 是不一样的。
And it has nothing to do with your natural talents and your learned skills. They are not the same.
你看这个韩德尔贝多芬从小这么小几岁就会作曲了，那这是生下来特殊的一个东西。
Handel and Beethoven, they're able to write wonderful pieces because they were born that way. They have that natural gift, natural talent.
讲到才干，我们基督徒，你会弹琴，你绝对会找到比你弹得更好的不信主的人。
And when we talk about Christians, we have the ability to play pianos, but we know we can find someone who's not a Christian that plays far better than we can.
你很会讲，人家会比你更会讲。
But you're an eloquent speaker, you'll find someone who's a better speaker.
好，所以我们在这里平常讲到技能的时候，我们会讲说口才好啊，情意好啊，文笔好啊，我们都把它跟天然的才干或是后天培养的技能连在一起，是错的。
So a lot of times when we talk about gifts and skills, we associate it with our talents, with our abilities that we acquire.And I want to clarify that that is error when we talk about spiritual.
第一件事情，恩赐是从神来的，从这位三合一伟大的神赐给我们的。
Again, first, spiritual gifts come from the triune God. It came from Him and Him alone.
所以我们一定要非常非常的珍惜、看重它。
So we need to treasure it. We need to value it.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
刚才我们读的这三节圣经里面
，out of the scriptures we just read,
它都讲到个人、个人、个人，就是每一个人都有。
It all talks about every individual, every single one, means every single one person possess.
我现在老了哈，我本来记得说，在我讲这个以前，我要问问大家，觉得自己没有恩赐的请举手。
And I want to ask, actually, before speaking on this, anybody who feels that they have no gifts.
那我虽然把答案讲了，我还是问你们一下，觉得自己没有恩赐的请举手。
I know I gave the answer already, but if you feel like you have no gifts, raise your hand.
哇，我们这么多人有恩赐。
Every one of you's got gifts, huh?
你们平常在干什么？
What have you been doing ordinarily?
那觉得有恩赐的请举手。
Everybody who feels like you have a gift, raise your hand.
其他人你们在干嘛
？The rest of you, what's going on?
但是我还是很高兴哈，几乎有三分之二，快三分之二的人都举手了，很好。
I'm very glad at least two-thirds of you raise your hands.
这里讲到每一个人都有。
The scripture is very clear that everyone's got one.
就连彼得前书四章十节，中文读不出来，英文讲得清清楚楚的。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10, and the English version is very clear.
你这个第四章第十节，他说 ，As each one has received a gift.
But again,
minister to the others.
Again, the scripture is very clear that everyone has received a gift.
他说我们因为我们每一个人都得到了，而且是过去是完成式，是已经得到了。
And this, the tense tells us that we already have received this gift. Everyone has received it.
因为我们都已经得到了，所以拿来服侍别人。
So because you have this gift, minister to one another as good stewards.
所以彼得讲的斩钉截铁的。就是要用，开始用它。
So Peter is very clear. Says, use it. Start using it.
我们都有，每一个人都有。
Every person has a gift.
所以如果你不知道的话
，So if you don't know what your gift is,
那是我们的问题，我们一定要去面对它。
That's our problem. We need to come and face it.
等一下我会告诉大家怎么样子来知道。
And I will share with everyone how do you discover what your gifts are.
那第三个就是讲到我们要照着他所给我们的恩赐，我们就是要来用。
And thirdly, according to the gifts that He's given us, we use it and minister it.
但是请大家注意到圣经上每一次讲到恩赐的运用
But pay attention, every time the scripture talks about the usage of the spiritual gifts,
绝对不是为了个人发表自己的才干发表自己的这个能力、
It's not for the expression of your individual abilities and to honor yourself.
都是为了服侍人服侍教会为了荣耀神
It's always for the purpose of serving others, for serving within the church to glorify God.
对每一个人都有啊。
So everyone has a gift.
啊，所以以前有一个家里面有三个孩子的，常常都是老二，这个好像最容易被忽略啊。
We see the trend that in a family of three, the middle child often is neglected.
所以有一次老二就在那里抱怨的时候。
So number two, he begins to complain.
他说：“我的哥哥是爸爸的心肝，我的妹妹是爸爸的宝贝，我什么都不是。”
My older brother is the treasure of my dad's heart, and my younger sibling is the treasure of my mom's heart. I am nothing. What he said?
他说我只是我爸爸妈妈的盲肠而已。
He says I am just but the leftover appendix. Appendix.
有姊妹，我不晓得你有没有这样感觉。
I don't know if you feel the same way。
或是你来到神家里面，你觉得哎呀，讲到那是他们，唱诗是他们，哦，这个是他们，你觉得你自己什么都没有。
And maybe you come to the house of God, you say, "Oh, for speaking, that's so and so. For prayer, that's so and so. For worship, that's so and so. And I don't have anything."
但是我请你注意，我刚才念给你的几节圣经都不是我的话，是圣经的话。
But I want to point out to you that the words we just read, they are not my words. They are God's words.
每一个人都有，而且是从神来的，从基督来的，从圣灵来的。
Everyone has a gift. They come from the Lord. They come from God, the Father, the Holy Spirit.
而且根据圣经里面，马太福音二十五章，将来我们要回去跟神交账的。
And according to the scripture, Matthew chapter 25 tells us that we need to settle an account with the Lord.
虽然从人来看好像有多有少，有人五千两，有人两千两，有人一千两。
From man's perspective, maybe we see it seems like some has more, some has less. The 5,000 talents, the 2,000, the 1,000.
但是当然，神衡量我们的时候是根据我们有没有忠心的来用它，而不是根据我们赚的多少。
But when God settles an account and He takes a measure, He is measuring according to our faithfulness, not according to what we have.
神在乎的不是在乎我们赚多少，神在乎的是不是我们忠心殷勤的来运用神给我们的托付。
God doesn't necessarily care about the quantity of the return, but whether you've been faithful in the gifts that He's given to you and administering that gift.
所以我们在这里看到得到恩赐，我们要用它。
So we discover that when we have these gifts, we need to use them.
但是我们神为什么要把恩赐给我们？要用它的时候，我们要怎么用它？
Why did God give these gifts to man? And what is the principle and usage of these gifts?
所以我们看到我的纲要第二个哈，讲到得到恩赐的目的。
And you see in the second point, the outline, the purpose of receiving these gifts.
神把恩赐赐给我们，是叫我们为了侍奉，为了造就别人，为了完成神的托付。
So the purpose, service, edifying, completing God's commission.
啊，这个完成神的托付也可以讲到要叫神得到荣耀。
And completing God's commission also can simplify the fact that we will glorify God.
我们一起来看今天背诵经文啊。
Let's read the memorization scripture today together.
他说：“个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。”所以这个恩赐是为了要服侍人。
And the purpose of the gifts that we may serve others.
这个恩赐是为了要叫神能够在凡事上借着耶稣基督得到荣耀。
And these gifts are so that God would be glorified through all things through Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书十二章第七节讲到圣灵显在个人身上是要叫人得益处。
And First Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that these gifts are given to us that we may all be profited, that all may be profited.
所以一个人当他真正在运用恩赐的时候
So when someone's really putting to work or exercising his gift
他决定给人带来祝福给教会带来祝福
The result of it is that he will definitely bring about a blessing to the house of God and to people
如果他的运用的恩赐给神家带来伤害那不过是他个人才干的发表而已
If the usage of this gift brings about harm into the house of God it is but an expression of his talents
一个真正用恩赐的人
Someone who really utilizes his gift.
他是为了要叫神得到荣耀。
The end purpose is that God would be glorified.
为了叫人得到造就，从他身上得到祝福。
That others may be edified, others may be blessed.
而且所有恩赐的目的就是为了要服侍的。
And the purpose of every gift is for the purpose of service.
那我没有时间去多读经文，但是我很快的点一下，大家可以回家读。
I don't have the opportunity to read through the scriptures, but I just want to point them out to everyone.
我们对恩赐到底要用怎样的态度
And what is our right attitude towards spiritual gifts?
哥林多前书十四章告诉我们第一节
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1 tells us
他说要切慕属灵的恩赐
Desire spiritual gifts
如果恩赐是为了造就人恩赐是为了服侍恩赐是为了荣耀神我们当然应该多求属灵的恩赐
The gifts for the purpose of service for edifying others or glorifying GodThen it is right for us to desire spiritual gifts.
所以十四章第一节，保罗劝我们要切慕。所以你不要觉得我应该谦卑，不要去求恩赐。
Chapter 14 tells us desire spiritual gifts. Don't have this mentality. I need to be humble. I don't want to ask for anything.
所以刚刚自己觉得还没有恩赐的，请你们不要过度的谦卑，要跟神要啊。
And everyone who did not raise their hand when the question was asked, "Do you have a gift?" Do not be overly humble, but Ask of the Lord.
其实我讲话已经不准确了。你早就已经有了，你只是要求神帮助你，知道你到底得到的是什么。
That statement wasn't entirely accurate. You need to ask the Lord to help you discover what you already possess.
在以弗所书第四章说到他升上高天，掳掠众仇敌的时候，就已经把各样的恩赐赐给每一个人。
Ephesians chapter 4 tells us that the Lord Christ is risen on high.And taken captivity captive and given gifts to men.
而且刚才彼得前书第四章说 As each one has received, 那是一个完成式啊，你已经收到了。
First Peter chapter 4 tells us that as everyone has already received, you already have it.
就像你回到家，有时候突然收到一个 parcel， 一个 box 啊，那个寄来的东西。
Just as you go home, you find a parcel at the front door.
啊，除非是你订的，你知道是什么。如果是别人突然寄给你的，你一定不知道里面是什么。
Unless you ordered it yourself, you don't know what's in it. But if somebody sent the gift to you, you don't know what's in it.
怎么会明明收到了几年都不打开呢
？How is it possible that you receive such a great box and you keep it intact and you don't open it？
怎么会收到了不知道是什么不来用它呢
？How is it that you will receive this wonderful gift and not know what's in it and not use it？
啊，所以我希望大家记得我们都有，而且如果不清楚要向谁要
？And everybody needs to remember we all possess a gift. If you're not clear, ask clarity from the Lord.
原谅我说，如果不够还可以跟谁要
？Forgive me for saying this. If you feel that you are still lacking gifts, you can ask more of the Lord.
要切慕属灵的恩赐。
Desire spiritual gifts.
第二个第十四节，第十二节。
Verse 12.
哥林多前书十四章十二节，要多求能够造就教会的恩赐。
You need to be zealous for the spiritual gifts that edifies the church.
要多求那个能够造就教会的恩赐啊！十四章第十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 12, be zealous for spiritual gifts that will lead to the edification of the church.
你看到了没有
？Have you seen it?
你要得到的恩赐。
The gifts that you want.
如果我们的目的这么纯正、这么清楚的话
，If your purpose is pure and is so clear.
勇敢的跟神要。
Boldly ask the Lord,
而且要为着神家勇敢的、仔细的去看神家到底什么地方有破口，什么地方有缺陷。我们求神把该有的恩赐赐给教会。
We need to open our eyes wide and look through the house of God and look for areas where there are shortfalls, and we ask God, give me gifts to sustain or to fill up that shortfall.
那这些恩赐不是用在自己身上的。
And again, these gifts God given them to us is not for our own good.
是要为着教会向神求。多求那个能够造就教会的恩赐。
But for the good of the church, be zealous for spiritual gifts that would edify the church.
那么十四章讲到第三件事情，我们要注意的就是当恩赐在运用的时候。
And chapter 14 again tells us as we begin to put to exercise these gifts.
他说凡事都当造就人。
It says all things must edify others.
就跟我们前面讲的是一样。
Just what we talked about earlier.
用恩赐最重要的目的就是要把祝福带给别人。
The exercising of these gifts, the primary reason is bring about a blessing in another's life.
我记得美国哪一个总统，大概是布什，是老布什还是谁，曾经讲过。
I remember one of the presidents said earlier. I can't remember maybe the senior president. Bush.
他们都讲到 authority 权柄是为了 service， 是为了要服务的。
And they all made the statement that authority is for the purpose of service.
其实圣经上早就讲了。
The scripture is very clear already.
啊，哥林多后书最后一章那里讲到权柄原是为了要建造你们，不是为了要败坏你们。
Second Corinthians Paul says authority is for the purpose of edifying you and not to tear you apart.
这恩赐也是这样哈。
And gifts is the same.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里讲到恩赐得着的目的，为了侍奉，为了造就，为了让神 得到荣耀，我们完成神在我们身上的托付。
And again, to clarify, the purpose of receiving spiritual gifts is for service, for edifying others, and for glorifying God.
我再要说哈，从神来的恩赐。
And I want to repeat and say again, the gifts from the Lord
跟我们天生的才干跟后天培养的技能是不一样的。
It is different from our natural talents and the abilities that we acquire.
它的源头是从神来的，是完全属灵的。
The source from the Lord is entirely spiritual.
它的目的也完全是属灵的，为了侍奉，为了造就别人，为了能够叫神得荣耀。
The purpose of it is also very unique. It is for the purpose of service, edifying and glorifying God.
现在的关键是在于我们怎么样子明白知道自己的恩赐。
And the key point here is to discover, understand what is the gift that God has given me.
然后我们怎么样子正确的来运用自己的恩赐。
And how do we accurately and properly use these gifts?
让整个神家蒙的福得到的祝福能够更多更大。
But the blessings that God, the house of God will receive would increase in measure.
让神家的身量能够更正常更健康。
That the stature of God's house would be more normal and more healthy.
也让教会能够在这个地上产生的影响力带给别人的祝福能够更扩大。
And the ability of influence of the church and God's kingdom would expand more and more.
所以我在这里要提几件事情。
So I want to remind you of a few things.
就是当我们恩赐在运用的时候。
In the exercise of these gifts.
我这里提的只能提五件事情，因为我的时间很有限。
I can only make mention of five things because I'm so limited in time.
要一堂信息讲这么重要的题目，真的是不容易啊。
To condense this important topic into one message is very difficult.
将来到了永生里面，咱们慢慢聊。
And when we get into eternity, we will chat.
我现在先提纲挈领的讲几件重要的事。
I just want to mention some of the key elements here with everyone.
我这个真的不是随便讲的。那个F.B. Meyer 跟 Sparks 弟兄有一次两个在一个退休会里面，两个都是讲员。
F.B. Myers and
Sparks.
Austin Sparks. They were in the conference together as speakers.
有时候在休息的时候，他们两个就坐在一个树底下的石头旁边聊天。两个真的是。谈的真的是深渊深渊相应。
And at leisure, they would sit on their tree, they would start chit-chatting with one another, and then they just feel like their hearts echo one another.
但是等一下还有服侍，然后不久就要分开来了，所以他们是有一个永世之约，起码要在永世里要谈300年。
And they know that immediately there's going to be services to follow, and they said, okay, we're going to have a date in eternity. We're going to have, going to talk forever and ever when we get there.
这里讲。阿门。恩赐的运用，这里提到五件事情。
Again, the utilization of the gifts, I want to make mention five things.
第一个，要真正心存感恩，而且要懂得珍惜。
Number one, with a thankful heart and to cherish it.
是从神来的。
And it's from God.
我连在中国，有的时候人家叫我在他这个圣经上签个字，我常常都拒绝，我觉得不配，不好意思。
In China, a lot of people will ask for my autograph in their Bibles, and a lot of time I will refuse because I don't feel that I'm worthy to do such a thing.
我只希望人家爱主，不希望人家有太多的关系，这个在我的身上。
And I want everyone to love the Lord and not have their focus on me.
你看，如果我签个字，他都当宝贝。
If I sign my name and he would treasure that particular Bible.
连我这样子的人签个字，他都当宝贝。
A person like me signs that Bible, he would treasure it.
真的实在是没有什么价值的。
And it's not of much worth.
他都当宝贝。
And yet he treasures it.
那更何况是神，是基督，是圣灵所赐给我们的。
Yet the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has given you a gift.
这个恩赐圣经上告诉我们是基督升上高天掳掠众仇敌打败所有的仇敌以后为我们赢回来的
This gift that you possess Scripture tells us that when Christ ascended on high He took captivity of captive and given gifts to men
所以我们一定要从心里面珍惜要宝贝它
So from our hearts we need to treasure it and we need to cherish it
那很多人说我不知道我的恩赐是在哪。
Again, a lot of people say I don't know what my gifts are.
你至少先要有一个观念，恩赐跟才干不一样。
And just have this first concept, this notion that gifts and talents are not exactly the same.
在我回答说怎么样子知道恩赐以前，我先回答另外一个问题。
But before I tell you how do you discover what your gifts are, I want to answer another question.
就是到底我如果我有才干，有些人有天然的才干，有后天培养的技能，到底能不能给主用？
And the question is, if I have these natural talents and acquired skill sets, can the Lord use them?
我想他真的很棒，我只能叫一下哈。
Somebody can play very well, all I can do is just have a stroke across.
他从小音乐学院，然后茱莉亚学院，然后又是音乐教授，他可不可以被神用
？And this person who is a music professor, graduate from the Juilliard, can this person actually be used by God?
他这个写文章写得好的不得了，拿到诺贝尔奖了，可不可以为神家写文章
？This person is so eloquent in literature and he has obtained the Nobel Prize. Can he actually write for the house of God?
这个 Cassie, God is good all the time. 可不可以这个技巧可不可以给神用
？Can you play your violin? God is good all the time. Can that skill set be used by God?
你这次为什么不表演
？How come you didn't play this morning, Kathy?
可不可以
？Can it be?
可不可以
？Can it be?
可以
，Yes，
但才可以的。
Everybody thinks that yes. Raise your hand.
绝对不可以的。
Everybody said no, absolutely not. Raise your hands.
其他人呢
？What about everyone else？
那其他的举手。
Everybody else who didn't have an answer, raise your hand.
其实其他的是对的。
Those who didn't raise their hands, they're right.
我们的恩赐
，Our gifts，
我们的才干
our talents and our abilities,
或是后天神给我们的恩典，让我们有机会学到的一些 skill,
or the grace that God's given us that we may acquire certain skill sets after the fact,
的确可以被神用。
Yes, they may be used by God.
但是它需要经过两个步骤。
It has to go through two steps, though.
而经过奉献。
One, it must be offered up.
你必须把你自己放在祭坛上。
You must offer up yourself on the altar.
这就是哥林多后书第八章，当保罗在那里感谢，在那里夸奖马其顿教会，他们把钱财这么慷慨，这么大方的奉献的时候。
Second Corinthians chapter 8, when Paul boasts of the church in Macedonia, how they willingly offered up their offerings.
保罗特别说，他们是先把自己献给的神。
Paul made it very clear that they themselves had offered up themselves to God first.
换句话说，我这个人必须先放在祭坛上成为活祭，我愿意为主而活。
It's to say that I am willing to put myself on the altar as a living sacrifice and live for God.
我把我的所事，把我的所有，把我所成就的，我都摆在祭坛上，为了荣耀神。
Who I am, all that I possess, I am laying it on the altar for the glory of God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。